No problem. Glad to join you.
First off, I want to just look back at some of your times at Bradford City. Do you still hold some fond memories of the times back at Valley Parade?
Yeah, most definitely. I think I've said it before, it was probably my happiest time in football. Aside from playing in the Premier League for a couple of seasons, we had some great characters around at that time, and it was a joy to be part of it.
Yeah, it certainly seems that. Whenever I've spoken to anyone that was involved, especially in that team under Paul Jewell, there seemed to be a real team spirit there, something that a lot of players said that it was unmatched anywhere else, really.
Yeah, I can only echo those sentiments. It was interesting, really, because I think the season I signed, we'd signed 9 new players. So nobody was quite sure how it would gel and how it would work. And I think after 4 or 5 games, we were bottom of the league. But I think we had a lot of experience in the likes of Stuart McCall, Peter Beagrie, John Dreyer, Gordon Watson, Wayne Jacobs. There was many of them. And it helped us through that time at the beginning. And as everybody knows, we went on to a great run then. And fortunately managed to get second place. And it turned out to be an outstanding season.
It certainly did, and like you say there, it was a bit of a shaky start at first, but a magnificent run, and sometimes you just don't see that in football. It was such a fantastic run towards the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they do say you get in a good habit of winning, and it really felt that way. We were going into games with a real self-belief and confidence that no matter what would happen, we'd win the game. Even if we went 1-0 down, we were still confident. We looked around and saw good players all over the pitch, people with good character all over the pitch. And that self-belief and confidence just drove us on. And it turned out to be an exciting time and a really enjoyable season for us.
Yeah, certainly was that. And you look at some of the options there as well. I mean, Blake and Mills up front, what a partnership that was.
Yeah, it was outstanding and probably an unexpected one because they weren't big names at the time. Went on to make good names for themselves, but it was an experimental forward line, but they both clicked and both played really well together, both scoring lots of goals. I think it was a really outstanding partnership in the end.
You're right there, and of course your partnership with Stuart McCall, the central midfield at the time as well.
Yeah, that's right. It was good. And obviously, Stuart was coming to the back end of his career, had bag full of experience and helped me along the way, on and off the pitch. It was invaluable for me to learn from somebody like that. And it's good to see him doing well now as well.
I'll talk about Stuart McCall as manager in just a second as well. But looking at Bradford City, of course, the promotion season, that game ending at Wolves as well, that must have been a really special moment in your career.
Yeah, it was, and a bit stressful. As you can probably remember, we were 2-1 up. Peter Beagrie had a penalty which he missed, and I think they went up the other end and hit the post in with about 2 minutes to go, and I think that would have knocked us out or put us back into the playoffs. So that was a bit of a heart-in-the-mouth moment, but in the end it was a great day and some great celebrations, as everybody can remember as well.
Yeah, you're right there. I don't think anyone will ever forget Stuart McCall falling off the car at the time as well. Hopefully I'll have plenty more times at Bradford like that as well.
I don't think he likes being reminded about that.
That's very true. That's very true. What about Bradford's time in the Premier League? How do you reflect on that?
Yeah, it was good and frustrating at the same time. Obviously, staying up in the first year, we did really well. And then probably we put a bit of investment and maybe signed some players who were not quite right for us at that time, unfortunately to say. And we found it difficult in the second season, which is always going to be a test for us anyway. We got rid of some of the good younger players as well, which probably wasn't the right decision to make at the time. But I suppose it's easy in hindsight, isn't it?
No, that's very true. That's very true. And obviously, everything that happened with Bradford after that and the administrations and so on, how did it feel watching what happened to Bradford almost from afar?
Yeah, it was a shame, really, because the club had got itself into such a fantastic position and a strong position. We had some good young players as well as some good experienced players. And I think if you'd kept everybody together, we could have formed a good base for some success in the future, but we made big changes. Obviously went down, and it went downhill from there. Probably a few too many rash decisions at the time, which was a shame, really, because, as I say, we're in such a good position.
Yeah, you're right there. And almost, he took so long for things to turn around at Bradford. But this decade, especially since Phil Parkinson came in, and now under Stuart McCall, of course, the good times have returned to Bradford once again. Stuart McCall taking over as manager. And I imagine he's going to be special, especially for everyone involved at Bradford City, to see Stuart McCall leading out those lads at Wembley.
Yeah, I don't think he can get any better for the fans. He's obviously a real hero with the fans and at the club, rightly so, with what he's done, not only playing, but now managing as well. So it's really good and really positive to see the club turning itself round. And if they can make that big jump, then hopefully they can kick on again and cement themselves in the higher leagues.
Yeah, you're right there. And as you were talking about Stuart McCall, saying he helped you on and off the pitch in your time at Bradford, was he a player that you looked at and thought he could be a manager one day?
Yeah, he always showed those leadership skills. He was very vocal in changing room. And as you can remember, Paul Jewell was a young manager. So I think Paul leaned on him a lot as well. Got a lot of information from him and developed a good partnership, really. And I think Stuart's obviously, I don't think it's a surprise to probably anybody within the club, the people that played, and even the fans. I think all the fans probably would have expected it as well. And it's just good to see him doing well and having some success, because it's not an easy job.
Yeah, you're right there. And obviously Bradford going down to Wembley as well. It should be a magnificent day. And it's always special to have these moments, because you never know the next time your club might actually be at Wembley.
No, that's right. And then I played there a couple of times myself in playoffs. And they're exciting days, a bit tense. They're never usually classic games. But as long as you get the right result, that's the main thing. And you can kick on and look forward to next season and start planning.
Yeah, I've no doubt about that. And we see the attendances over at Valley Parade now, sold over 18,000 season tickets for next season, whether they're in League One or the Championship. It'd be fantastic to see a club like Bradford ending that 13-year absence and getting back into the second tier of English football.
Yeah, that's right. And there's some other big clubs down there, but Bradford's definitely one of the biggest. It's a big city, good population. And if you can just get it right on the pitch and hopefully get back to the glory days, they should start filling that stadium again. But even to sell that many tickets in that division is outstanding from the fans, really.
As we've seen a full year now under the new German owners as well. We've seen new players come in. And it just seems there's a mix between experience and youth. And I imagine that's always important when you look at a team as well.
Yeah, that's right. And as I said before, that's how we got our success. We had some good younger players, probably inexperienced, but along with that, we had some real experience and some real good characters and strong characters, which help you out when the times are tough, and the younger players can lean on them a bit. It'll be a big plus for them, hopefully, going forward.
Well, certainly very exciting times down at Valley Parade. Gareth, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
No problem. Good to talk to you.